Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Friday of the 18th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 49. There we ask, what benefit do we receive from Christ's ascension into heaven? And we answer, first, that he is our advocate in the presence of his Father in heaven. Second, that we have our flesh in heaven as a sure pledge that he as the head will also take us, his members, up to himself. Third, that he sends us his Spirit as an earnest, by whose power we seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God, and not things on the earth. Upon ascending into heaven, we noted in our last meditation that Jesus assumed the role of our advocate, our defender, our intercessor before the Father, who ever pleads our case before the Judge of heaven and earth. The second benefit we confess we receive from the ascension of our Savior then is that he is a sure pledge that as his body is in heaven and he is our head, so one day we will be in heaven with him in like manner. This was the express promise made by Jesus to the disciples in the Gospel of John, as he addressed their concern over him leaving. In John chapter 13, Jesus told them he was going away. And they were concerned. They wondered, where was he going? Could they follow? His response is found in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. As he promised, Jesus ascended into heaven that he might intercede for us before the throne of grace, but also that he might prepare a place for us, with the final goal being that we would one day join him there for all eternity. While many have speculated what this means, some even positing that Jesus the carpenter is building our mansions, as it is often rendered in the old King James Version, the truth is the Bible isn't clear about what exactly this means Jesus is doing. We do know he is interceding for us, and we do know that he spoke these words as a comfort to his disciples who were anxious about his leaving them. And we know that Jesus is in heaven, ever working on behalf of his people, and we know that one day he will come again, and he will take all his people home to be with him and his Father. These are the promises of the Scripture. However they may play out, there is no doubt that they will come true. But the second implication in our confession is that Jesus, as our head, is in heaven, and one day the entirety of his body will be there with him. This is not speaking about his physical body, of course. We have already confessed it ascended. This is speaking about the church, the people of God who are called the body of Christ. As Paul points out in Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, he put all things under his feet and gave him, that is, Jesus, as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And again in Colossians 1 verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. Thus we have the full assurance that Jesus is preparing a place for us, whatever that may look like. And we also have the assurance that where the head is, there the body will one day be. Where Jesus is, his church will be. Where our Savior is, we will one day be. He has gone before us, but as he promised, he will come again. And when he does so, he will bring us home to be with him. For the promise of the Scriptures is this, that one day all who have looked to him in faith will be where Jesus is, enjoying eternal life in heaven to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.